We are joined by the head coach of the Beavers. Jim Scanlon joins us from down at the bench. Coach, considering your team hadn't played for a month, a very solid game, a very valiant effort by them. Your team controlled most of this hockey game, didn't they?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if I was on, but no, absolutely, Kelly. I think we were the better team tonight, bottom line. You come into this rink, we all shoot them 45-23 or whatever it was, and the layoff obviously showed the first period, but I thought after that we played very, very well. Generated a lot of pucks to the net, a lot of shots, just again nothing to show for it. So I told the group, we play like this the 11 remaining regular season and the playoffs, we're gonna have a chance every single time, because this is how we have to play.
I would have to agree. I know coming into tonight, we talked about Ohio State's penalty kill and how good it was, but that goal by Emma Terrace was a big-time goal, and it happened so fast. I know some of her teammates didn't even see it happen. That was a big-time goal for her, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it wasn't anything fancy, Kelly. She just mm-hmm. Took a snapshot with people in front of her, and she can't see it. It's hard to stop. When she sees it, obviously, you saw, she's gonna stop it, and she managed to stop a lot that she didn't see either, because we got a lot of pucks to the net, but they were right into her midsection. We got to find a way to get sticks on those and then get after those rebounds. But again, just really, really proud of the effort. Just loved our pushback. Other than a bad turnover on the first goal and what we felt should have been a penalty on them on the power play goal, because Kiki Radke had the stick slashed out of her hand.
Yep.
And they score on it. And the official says, well, did that really have anything to do with the play? And it's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, of course it had something to do with the play. And that turns out to be the winning goal. So, that from that standpoint, it was kind of frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of our play and the way we responded and how we played the second and third period in particular, as coaches, we couldn't be happier.
Well, I know that second period, even after the second period ended, I said that was probably the best second period of hockey I've seen your team play. I know the second period has not been your strong suit this season,
no.
But that was a great second period.
Yeah, it really was. I think the attempts were 32-10, shots were 16-5. Again, just being smart. And our forecheck was doing a tremendous job of forcing turnovers. But again, give Ohio State credit, because they got their sticks in lanes and blocked a lot of shots, and obviously they'll collapse around their goalie, and she's obviously playing very, very well, because she's been doing this all season long.
Well, I noticed there before you pulled Brittany Mowat, I know you had changed up the lines a little bit. What were you looking for when you?
The power play. Mm-hmm. Power play got different people were out power play, so it was just a matter of getting fresh people on there. That was the only thing going on there.
Tough to see Brittany play so well and not get anything for it. 23 saves tonight. She looked pretty good back there, considering she didn't see a lot there in that second and third period.
Yeah, I thought she was great in the first period. She had no chance on either one of the first goals. She was very, very sharp, and then obviously she shut the door the rest of the way. So,
Coach, I know you said it. If your team plays like they did tonight, they will win lots of games here, especially with 11 left. What do you guys need to do?
Well, it's not. Yeah, I don't know if we can win. We got to find ways to put the puck in the net. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, you get 45 shots and we have one goal. We got to find ways to score. But it was the effort. It was the effort that we liked. We competed for the full 60, and that's what we were the most proud of. And now we just got to find ways to get pucks in the net. Really important to get back, get a good night's sleep tonight. Tomorrow's, we can leave here in the same position in terms of being 1 point behind him, but we got to come out tomorrow and get some pucks behind that goalie.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll catch you tomorrow at pregame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Coach. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here.